and starts then from the bottom of Nun Gimel Amud Beis. Where it says, Kaman az lahod omar Rav Kahana, ein bein tkiyah trua velo klum. And Rav Kahana said that there's no hefsik between a tkiyah and a trua. Who does it go according to? Kaman, Rav Yehud. Right, the Chora, it goes like Rabbi Yehuda, who says that they're all one mitzvah, and therefore you can't be mafsik between them. It's all one call. Tia, trua, tkiya is one call, just that changes in the middle. Where it says, no, ma'u de seima, afilu ka rabbonin. Really could go according to rabbonin. And when he said that, what's it called, that there's no hefsik, he means no big hefsik. Ulafukim in Rabbi Yochanan. The Omar Shoma Teisha Tzkios, but Teisha Shos, B'yom Yotza, that Rabbi Yochanan said that you could hear a Tzkia now, an hour later a Trua, an hour later another Tzkia, and so on, three times, and B'yotze Ran Rosh Hashanah. Kamash Malon, that not like that, that it can't be such a long hefsik. So Moshe says, Ve'ema Hochinami, right, maybe Enyachinami, that it goes like the Rabbanan too, and not Dafka according to Rabbi Yehuda. Moshe says, Imkein, my lo klum. I shouldn't have said velo klum. Velo klum is mashma that you can't be mafsik at all. Not just you can't have a long hefsik. The long hefsik means enough time to finish the whole thing from beginning to end normally. That if it would mean that, it wouldn't say velo klum. And we said, as machlokas rishonim, what that means according to Rabbi Yehuda, velo klum. Does it mean that, like Rashi says, that you can't have more than a breath, but you have to have some hefsik between them because they're different kolos? Or no, there's no hefsik at all. That before you finish the tkiya, you immediately start the trua. The trua is an extension of the tkiya itself. And the nafkamina is for us. We don't hold like that. Nafkamina for us is two things. First of all, can you blow tkiya, trua, tkiya in one breath? And be yotze. Even if you make a difference. But if it's all in one breath, it could be you're not yotze. You have to mamish have at least a hefsik of a breath between, because we hold their each separate mitzvahs. Another nafkamina is shvarim trua, where everybody holds its one call. Right? So it would be like Rabbi Yehuda holds by tkiya and trua, we would hold shvarim trua, the same thing. So if the pshat in Rabbi Yehuda is that they're one call, and you don't separate at all, then shvarim trua also you don't separate at all, and before you finish the shvarim, you begin the trua in the midst of the shvarim. That's one shita, Chazon Ish holds like that. And what's it called? The other shita is that, no, you have to, what's it called, blow shvarim trua together, and then there's a machlokas, whether neshima achas or shtei neshimos, if normally that's the way people cry with two neshimos, or if you hold, that's not the case, it has to be one neshima achas. It doesn't mean that there's no hefsik at all, it means less than the amount of a breath, but you can distinguish that this is where the shvarim ends, and this is where the trua starts. What?
We count that as two.
We count it as two, right. But it's nice, it's one call. Okay. Rashi. Mao the same rabbon. And he, the yochel ha-hafsik ben asayim ha-fsoka mu'etes, umay ein bein de ka'omar shalo yantin ham-toma meruba la-fukim reochinan. Maybe what Rav Kahana said goes like the rabbonin. And that which it says, that there's no hefsik, it means a big hefsik. But a small hefsik there is. And what is the big hefsik? Like Rabbi Yochanan said, Teisha Tkiyah, so Amuris Rosh Hashanah min HaTorah, the minimum amount to hear on Rosh Hashanah is nine, what's it called, kolos. Tkiyah, Trua, Tkiyah three times. Sholosh L'malchios, Tkiyah, Trua, Tkiyah, Sholosh L'zikronos, Sholosh L'shofros. Kiramim Rosh Hashanah. The Haid, Avdin, and Tvei, why do we do 30 kolos? Mishum Sveika, the Truahu, because we're not sure what the Trua is. So you have to blow three times tkiya trua, tkiya shvarim trua, three times tkiya shvarim tkiya, and three times tkiya trua tkiya. So you get 30 kolos. That's only the liyadin and iganuche or yelulehu. We don't know if it's a shvarim or a trua, or both together. But the ma'isim in HaTorah, whatever the trua is, you have to blow three times tkiya trua tkiya. Below klum, ma'ishma v'afilu hafsaka mu'etis lessas. And where it says, no, you can't say that. Can't say it goes according to the Rabbanon, and it meant you can't have a big hefsik, but you have a small hefsik, because then he wouldn't have said the lo klum. Lo klum means there's no hefsik at all. Okay, Erev Shabbos Shebesoch HaKag. The Ilu Lamaila series, Loktani, right, when it listed how many tkiyas there are, Erev Shabbos, Besoch HaKag, It didn't mention that you blow also for the tenth step. Masnisen Mani Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. The Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. The Tanya Sholosh L'mayla series. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer Sholosh L'gabei Mizbeach. He held that was not three for the tenth step, but three by the Mizbeach. And Rashi says when they put the Avrova up and support on the Mizbeach, that's when they blew shofar. Omer says Omer L'mayla series and Omer Agam Mizbeach. Omer Agam Mizbeach and Omer L'mayla series. Still comes up the same total amount. Because if you do it by the tenth step, you don't do it on the Mizbeach. And if you do it on the Mizbeach, you don't do it on the tenth step. My time is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that you do it on the Mizbeach and not on the tenth step. Kina to talk of the Psicha Sha'arim Lamala Siris Lamali. Since the whole purpose of the Tkiyas is to blow when you exit or enter the Sha'arim on the way to Nisuch HaMayim, so what in the world is a tenth step? It's not a Sha'ar. It has nothing to do with the blowing of the shofar in the process of going out and in the sha'arim for milui hamayim. Lomali to talk, hai lav sharu. It's not a shar, so it doesn't fit into the process. Hilkach agav mizbeach odit. And that's why on the mizbeach is better. It's a separate thing to make a separate tkiyah when you put the arava on the mizbeach. Rabban and Savri, even to talk of the milui hamayim, since the whole purpose of blowing shofar is for the process of milui hamayim, al gavim mizbeach lomali. There was no inyan of blowing shofar when you're zokeif the arava. Hilkach lamala siris odif. That's why on the tenth step is better. Rashi. Ein omer al gavim mizbeach shohayu token legavim hamizbeach. Right, they were tokeia. Legabei Mizbeach, they didn't do it, what's it called, according to him. They did it only on the 10th step. Legabei Mizbeach, Lomali, Tetoka, Hatoka, Leila, Milu, Amayim. Kol Tkiyus, Halolu, Shoshar, Elyon, Vetachton, Veshar, Amayim, Mishu, Milu, Amayim. The reason they're Misakin these Tkiyus was to be part of the process of Nisuch Amayim. Hilkach, La Rova, Lomali, Tkiyah. So, but they didn't make Tkiyus for Zekipas, La Rova. Right, and blowing shofar is part of the soso. Therefore, it's better to blow on the 10th step because lemaisa that's more part of the process of milui hamayim. Shetokei lekuma davar on milui kaseder umala asiris mishum demakom mesuyim bealmahu. The place where they stopped, like we said, they stopped on that place. That's where they also blew shofar. Lay the hechen token also. Vanishamati sholosh to gav mizbeach kishemolich nesamayim on mizbeach. Not when they put the arava up on the mizbeach, but when they brought the mayim to the mizbeach, that's when they blew. V'hochi garsina legavi mizbeach lomali. So that's the case. Then what's it, why does it say? What's it called? Why would you blow when you bring the water to the mizbeach? The whole things are for the sake of milui hamayim. It's also part of the mayim, bringing it to the mizbeach. Then the girsa would be, why blow when you bring the water to the Mizbeach? You're going to blow again when you pour the water on the Mizbeach. So bringing it to the Mizbeach is no great part of the process. Since when you got to the Mizbeach, the main thing is to pour it on the Mizbeach. Tesla Tomid HaShashachar B'Shas Nesachim Hayu. The nine that you blew when they brought the Tomid was when you poured the water on the Mizbeach. So if you're going to pour when you're going to blow when you pour the water in Mizbeach, there's no way you need to blow when you bring the water to Mizbeach. Shein omrim shir ala yayin, right? And when you're menasech yayin, and on Sukkos when you're menasech mayim, you said the shir on the mayim. The kashili im kain the fishin lu tkiyas. That's the case. There's more tkiyas than the 48. So ika hanach desnan gavi zikifas arava, because it does say you blow shofar when you put the arava on the Mizbeach. Maybe they coincided. At the time they were bringing the water to Mizbeach, that's the time that other Kohanim were putting the Arava, and they blew it at the exact same time. Okay, right there. Ki osur of Acha Bar Chanina Midoroma, when Acha Bar Chanina came from the south, Aisi Masnisa Biyod, he brought this following brisa. Uvnei Aaron haKohanim yisku bechatzotzros. Uvnei Aaron haKohanim should blow the chatzotzros. Shein tamid lomer yisku. Didn't have to say what's it called. Uvnei Aaron haKohanim could have said yisku bechatzotzros. Shekvar neemru tchatim bechatzotzros. Allah losechem v'al ziv shalmechem. Umat tamid lomer yisku. I didn't have to say yisku. I could have said Uvnei Aaron haKohanim bechatzotzros. We already said what they're blowing the chatzotros. So it should have said, who are the ones who are in charge of the chatzotros? Bnei Aaron, HaKohanim. Why do you have to say again, Yisku? Right? Talmud Lomer, Ma Talmud Lomer, Yisku, HaKol Lefi HaMusafim. Come to tell me, Halacha, that you blow for every Musaf. And if there's more than one Musaf, that day you blow separate for each Musaf. Lefi HaMusafim Tokinu. Hu Tani Lava, Hu Amar Lava. Lomar should token I'll call Musaf a Musaf. He said it, the Brai said he explained it. Means that you blow for every separate Musaf. Okay, Rashi. She'ain Talmud Lomar Yisku'u Elo B'nei Aaron B'chatzotros. We know we're talking about Tkiyah. Why do I have to say the word Yisku again? Hakol afi ha-Musaf in token Mefarsh La'azullah. Hu Tani La, Rebacha, the Tani La, Hu Amar La, Lomar She'token. Who are you on the forest law? The Mai Hakol the Fiyam Musafim. The Kamrinan. What's the price of me when it says Hakol the Fiyam Musafim? She token al kol Musaf a Musaf. You blow separately 9 kolos for each Musaf. Yom Sheyesh Bo Shtei Kedushos Kedushos Shabbos V'Yontif. Day that has 2 Kedushos, Shabbos and Yontif, coincide. Shabbos Kol HaMoed. Or Shabbos Yontif. Tzora Shnei Musafim. So you need 2 Musafim. One for Musaf, one for Yontif, one for Shabbos. Token the kol Musaf. When Sha'omrim Musaf Shabbos Shir Shal Shabbos, that you said for the Musaf of Shabbos, the Shir of Shabbos, and they said split the Shir into 3 parts, and they blew, what's it called, for each of the 3 parts. So they blew 9 kolos for each Shir. The token Teshat Tkiyas L'Shlosha Prokim. 9 Tkiyas for each, 3 for each of the 3 parts that they broke the Shir into. Ula Musaf Yantiv Shir Shal Yantiv. The token Tesh Tkiyas. And this Rashi is clear, that when they had 2 musafim, they said 2 shiros, like we do. They said the shir shal yom, right, like lechora for the regular, what's it called, korban. And they also said 2 shiros for a musaf, shir shal Shabbos and shir shal yontif. Lechora, not like the grah, that you only say one, and whichever one supersedes the other. Here it's mashmanis Rashi, that they used to say both shiros. Because according to the Gra, they only said Shir Shal Shabbos. The Shabbos Shira was Mavatl the other Shiras. Rosh Chodesh Shira was Mavatl even Shabbos Shira. And the Yontif Shira was Mavatl the weekday Shira. But here's Mashba that they said for each thing a separate Shira. And it wasn't Mavatl specifically. What?
The Mishnah might come out like that because there's only 48.
Actually. No, the Gemara's going to ask on that. The Gemara says there was a lot more. That's the Gemara. That's this Gemara. So that's what the Gemara says. So for each Musaf, Rashi says clearly, they said a different Shira, and they blew shofar for each Shira. The thing is, they're not blowing shofar. The Mishnah, the Brisa says they blew shofar for each Musaf. The question is, when did they blow shofar? Rashi says they blew it by when they said the Shira for that Musaf. Mashma, they said 3 different Shiros if there was 3 different Musafim. They didn't just say one. So now the Gemara asked, Nan, Erev Shabbos Shabbosoch HaKag, HaYisham Nemches. Erev Shabbos, right? Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkos. There were 48 tkiyas. In Isa, listening to Shabbos Shabbosoch HaChag, Mashkachas L'Chamishim Echad. L'Chora, Shabbos Chol HaMoed, there should have been 51 tkiyas, right? Because there was another Musaf, right? The 2 Musafim. What?
9.
No, a second. One second, Rashi. The Misa, the token, I'll call Musaf, listen to Shabbos Shabbosoch HaChag. Right? Should have said Shabbos Shabbosoch HaChag. Not, what's it called, what's the one that it does? It says Erev Shabbos Shabbosoch HaChag. So then they had the other tkiyas. Right? But if it, what's it called, you could have 51 Shabbos Shabbosoch HaChag. Because then you had 18 more. You didn't have the ones, what's it called, L'Havtil L'Sa'amim Malacha, that you have Erev Shabbos. Shabbos. But he only comes out still 3 more, 51. Should have said Shabbos Shabbosoch HaChag. And then you get more tkiyas because you have 2 musafim. Right? Mashkach l'chamishim v'chad. Samara says no. Omrav Zeru l'fi she'ain token l'psich ha-shorim v'shabbos. Shabbos, they didn't blow shofar when they opened the shorim in the Beis HaMikdash in the beginning. Since it was only a simen, Shabbos, they weren't docha Shabbos with those tkiyas. So it comes out to 48, so it's equal anyway. It's no big deal. Omar Rava, man hu delo chosh l'kimche, right? Maisa, what you're saying is not true. Right? Lo chosh l'kimche means that you're not choshesh to grind up and sift what you say, your Torah good, It's not right what you said. Chada, the Bechol Yom Tanan. First of all, it said they used to blow three for Psicha Shorn every day. Every day includes Shabbos. V'od, Inomi Kahadodi Ninu, Lishni Shabbos Rosachad. Hayu Shomar Boim Mishmona. Right? And even if they were equal, instead of giving the example of Erev Shabbos of Chol HaMoed Sukkos, should have given the example of Shabbos Chol HaMoed, even though they're equal, but it'll teach me two things, that there's 48 on Shabbos Chol HaMoed, what? Shmas Mino Tarte. You'll learn two things from that. Shmas Mino de Rav Elezer ben Yaakov. You'll hear what Rav Elezer ben Yaakov said, that they used to blow Lamaila HaAsiris, right, that's it. Right. The ain't token the Malah series that you don't blow on the 10th step. Right? So there's not 51, there's only 48. And also, Shmas Minadar Rabacha Barab Chanina, that you blow for each Musaf separately. And that's how you get 48. So to hear two Chedushim, if you tell me the example by Shabbos Chol HaMoed instead of Erev Shabbos Chol HaMoed. Elom Arava Lefisha ain't token the Milim Mayim B'Shabbos. Right, the reason is that it's not 51, it's not more, is because you don't blow the milui hamayim, and there's much less then on Shabbos. On Shabbos, since they filled up the water erev Shabbos, they didn't blow the milui hamayim on Shabbos. The basri tuva, there's much less than 48. Rashi, vim isa the token al kol musaf lishnei Shabbos v'sulcha chag, and then there'll be 51. Mar says shein token psicha shorim b'Shabbos. No, it'll still only be 48. Because you don't blow the three when you open the gates of the mikdash in the morning. She'ena la mitzvah, kitkiyo shel korban, because that's not a mitzvah that should be docha Shabbos. Dechsive v'kro, skatim b'chatzosot ha'lo seichem. Here, aval hanech v'simonan yinu, she'yishmu v'yavo, l'mamodim l'duchonam, lo docha Shabbos. The first three were only a simon, and they weren't not docha Shabbos. Hilke chodr havi l'hu memches, therefore it's the same amount, 48. So there's no reason to say Shabbos Chol HaMoed rather than Erev Shabbos Chol HaMoed. So Mordechai says, Man ha de tori tzachi de lo chosh l'kimcha. Toch einu motzi subin ve'einu choshesh. You grind up what you're learning and you leave in the psolus. Kolomer mar b'dvorim she'enam. It's not true what you said. It's not going to be only 48. Why? Chad de mas nisim tzan b'chol yom ha'yu shomachas v'yesrim. U'moni psich ha'shorim v'adayu. It says every day they blew no less than 21. Every day means Shabbos too. Im einam b'Shabbos nimshi posul me'achas v'yesim. Shabbos, it should have said, it's not 21. It says every day there was 21. Va'od inami ki adodin inu, even if it'll be only 48, it should have given the example of 48 Shabbos Chol HaMoed, not Erev Shabbos Chol HaMoed. Why? Kolom rafilu dvorav she'ein token v'sicha shorim b'Shabbos. Even according to you, that's only 48 because you don't blow the first three. V'havilu nomi b'Shabbos shebesoch hachag memches. K'davi arboi v'shmona b'erev Shabbos shebesoch hachag. Lisnei Shabbos shebesoch hachag. D'ha'havi le'lemisnei le'mishbek erev Shabbos. Should have given the example of Shabbos because you'll learn two things from that. D'ha'shamina mi'etarte. Shmas minot Rebbe Elezer ben Yaakov. D'ein token l'malo asiris. El al gavi ha'mizbeach. K'digomer l'ba'azil. And therefore it's not 51, only 48. D'shamina minei d'rebacha. The token al kol musaf. Otherwise it wouldn't be even 48. And that which we hear, that what's it called, that you need tkiyas on Erev Shabbos, that we heard from the Reish already. You don't need to tell me that the chiddush of Erev Shabbos b'solchachad. V'amai shavka v'toni Erev Shabbos v'lo ashminim milsachadita. Elad Rebbe Elezer ben Yaakov l'chuda. You only hear Rebbe Elezer ben Yaakov, not Rav Acha. Tell me better Shabbos and I'll hear the chiddush of Rav Acha too. Mara says no. L'fishein token l'milu hamayim b'Shabbos. Shekvar nishmalu be'erev Shabbos. There's much less than 48. You don't blow any of the tkiyas that have to do with milu hamayim. All the sha'arim, right? All those extra tkiyas you don't blow on Shabbos because they already filled up the water from before Shabbos.
Don't they still bring them then?
What?
Don't they still bring them then?
Yeah, but they didn't blow shofar because since it was done before, they didn't blow shofar on Shabbos. Kislam periklu v'arova elashoy mamali erev Shabbos. Since they're mamali at erev Shabbos, the ikr was to the process of being mamala and then the menasech. But if they were in mamala before, they didn't make any tkiyas for the whole process. Ubatsu tuva, kol anosofas b'chag, shar elyon tachton, shar amayim, gabe mizbeach, right, are all missing. So it's much less than 48. Ubatsu nomi, t'lahav du derev Shabbos. And what's also missing is the tkiyas that you make to make between Erev Shabbos and Shabbos. This is also what I'm talking about Shabbos. And therefore, mela, it's much less than 48. Now the Gemara says, "Belisnei nami Rosh Hashanah shechol yos b'Shabbos." There's three musafim: Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah, and Shabbos. So you see from here that what's it called? That for sure, they said they brought a musaf of Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. Shiloh, we had it in Erevin, I think. We had it also in Shkolim. Whether there's a shita that said that they didn't bring the musaf of Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. But Kesel Yom Chagenu. And Tosafot says it's impossible. See, clearly from here, they brought the musaf of Rosh Chodesh. Right? Just that they didn't mention it. Right? And that's why we hint to it and we say Musvei Yom HaZikaron Hazeh in the plural. The Kesa doesn't mean they didn't bring it, it just means that they didn't, what's it called, mention it. So that bring, what's it called, Shcholios v'Shabbos, to Ika Talta Musafim, right? Musaf to Rosh Hashanah, Musaf to Rosh Chodesh, Musaf to Shabbos. So where it says, Erev Shabbos, V'Solchachag, it's Rikhle. No, wanted to tell me the case, the example of Erev Shabbos, V'Solchachag, right? Vashmeinik Rebelezim and Yaakov, to tell me that you didn't blow also on the 10th step and Al Gabi Mizbeach. It's either or. Okay? That one to tell me. So Morris says, Atu Mikom, Lishneho, Velo Lishneho, Lishneho, Velo Lishneho. Say both. Give me two examples. One to teach me this, Rebelezim and Yaakov, one to teach me, Revacha, that you blow for every Muslim. Rashi. Velishne Rosh Hashanah, Lerebacha, Mosvina. According to Rabacha, you blow for every separate musaf. Tell me a big chiddush that on Rosh Hashanah, there's three musafim. You blow, what's it called, so many extra kolos for each musaf. In Isa, the token, the chol musaf, listening to Rosh Hashanah, shechol yos b'Shabbos, hoyu sham memches, there's 48, kaf alash b'chol yom, 21 for every day, the chav zayin, shoshlosh musafim, and 3 times 9, 27 for the three musafim. Kiddur Rav Lezer ben Yaakov, the money lehu, v'lo choshuk l'mal asiris. So they wanted to tell me the dugma there of Shabbos, to tell me of the Chag, to tell me that you don't blow separately on the 10th step and the Mizbeach. So they wanted to tell me that example. So Mara says, tell me both examples, and I'll learn both Chidushim. Right? There's 48 on Erev Shabbos, Pesach HaChag, and there's also 48 on what's it called on Rosh Hashanah, what falls on Shabbos. Tell me both of these Chidushim. Tomorrow we'll go to finish the video.